brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we won't drink just anything. Well, unless you dare us to drink anything. Yeah, go ahead. Dare us. We dare you.
Double dog.
Exactly.
Triple dog.
Oh, he brought the in the triple dog.
Dog dare.
It's on now, guys. It's on.
There's no going back from that.
No, There is not. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Gal joining me. Good Gal Juliana joining me. I don't know what I'm saying.
Probably good. Probably good. We're having a dry January show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you let the cat out of the bag. Well, joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It's always a pleasure to be here with y'all.
Yay. And nice sweatshirt, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I know it's past Christmas, but I feel like it's still celebration season.
It is. There's still some in my fridge.
And, oh, yeah. I bought another six pack the other day.
And my Christmas was yesterday, so you're not far off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those kids. Yeah, those little kids. Anyways, good old boy Sean, welcome back.
Happy New Beer.
Yes, happy New Beer. And that's a fancy shirt you're sporting as well.
I decided to go black today. I'm a gone black.
Nice.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Right, right. Good old boy Sparky. Hiya.
Hi. My religion is dry January, so that's what I'm celebrating.
Nice.
Yeah. London dry.
So no gin or all dry?
All dry gin. Only dry gin.
Yes.
Nice. All the time.
Yeah. That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Beef eater.
Not really.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I'm definitely here. Okay. Yeah. This is not a recording of my voice. Well, actually, now it is. But.
Science.
Wow.
We got a sharp one over here.
Yeah. Showed up for real.
Wow, for reals. Yes. Okay. Well, today's episode is a takeover, but it's also an experiment. In order to start the new year off right, well, in some theories, we're going to discuss dry January. And in order to make it a little more palatable, we're going to try several non-alcoholic brews from Athletic Brewing Company in Stratford, Connecticut. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us some info on Dry January and Athletic Brewing Company?
All right. According to a November 29th, 2022 article by Alicia Gilbert on the website Sober-ish, that's how I usually live my life. Dry January is a concept that's been tried at various times, most notably in Finland in 1942. The government started an initiative called Sober January. Probably sounds cooler in Finnish. To aid in war efforts, but it wasn't until 2014 when a group called Alcohol Change UK actually coined the phrase Dry January. Benefits of taking some time away from booze include improved digestion, better quality sleep, weight loss, saving money, improved focus, and mental clarity, healthier glowing skin, and a stronger immune system.
So is dry January followed by moist February?
Oh, that's filthy.
I think so. Moist.
Moist. Yes.
Also, I'd just like to point out this was started by a government conspiracy by the Finns. Yeah. I mean, that's really...
Talk about some socialism.
Yeah. That's where this all comes back to.
They're tired of people drinking all that German beer, so they wanted to crush the Germans.
Also, it's World War II. Wouldn't you want to get it hammered like as much as possible, right? Or
getting hammered by that Blitzkrieg. Hey! Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. From their website, Athletic Brewing Company is a non-alcoholic beer company, sounds weird to me, dedicated to making great-tasting craft brews without compromise, except for the lack of alcohol. Our lineup of styles lets you enjoy the taste and experience of refreshing craft beer without sacrificing your performance, passion, health, or good taste. They're fit for all times, made for all palates, and enjoyed by anyone who loves a great beer. Like most good stories, ours started with a beer, a flavorless, watery, metallic, non-alcoholic beer that our co-founder Bill Chouffet ordered one night. He was working in finance, about to get married, getting serious about fitness, and was searching for non-alcoholic options that could satisfy his taste without compromising his lifestyle. If it wasn't for that fateful beer, we might not be here today. Thankfully, it sent Bill on a mission to create a whole platform of delicious craft NA beers that even the biggest beer lovers would enjoy anytime, anywhere. He teamed up with our head brewer, John Walker, and the rest is a blank. Probably history, but I didn't. I didn't copy and paste that far into.
Yeah, are we looking at a copy paste error here?
Maybe.
Okay.
You know what?
Or maybe they left the story open because they're still writing it.
I was drinking gin while I was doing this, so perhaps.
I would like to take issue because it says the experience of refreshing craft beer without sacrificing your performance. Quite frankly, my performance increases with craft beer. So I think this guy just needs to try harder. This seems like a skills issue, along as my with kids
his,
would say.
His performance and his attractiveness all go way up.
It's never hurt me.
Well, so for me, it was always that first beer or two after working out. That's one of the best buzzes you'll ever have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is. Well earned.
That's putting some nutrients back in you.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some liquid courage to...
That's right.
Yeah, to actually think of doing this again.
Yeah.
Fair.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure Bill had it right, but... We're going to find out.
We're about to go down his rabbit hole.
He's trying.
Oh, that didn't sound good.
Whoa. You're taking that trip alone, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good old boy, Sparky. Why don't you give us today's lineup?
All right. So our lineup for today, we have some... is that the sound of our lineup
That's the sound of the lineup.
All right. So the Athletic Brewing Company beers we'll be discussing today are Athletic Light. Because sometimes you have to go even lighter than non-alcoholic. It's a light brew. Upside Down. Golden Style Ale. Run Wild.
It's Upside Dawn.
Upside Down.
That's not a typo.
No, that isn't. It's true.
It's Upside Dawn.
Run Wild, which is a session IPA. Round of Cheers. Brewed IPA. Oh, that sounds like a novel beer style.
It does.
Maybe it'll stick.
I wonder what the calories will be.
I don't know. Let's find out. Cerveza Athletica, a Mexican-inspired light copper. Copper? Copper.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And then last but not least, All Out, a stout-inspired brew.
The excitement around the table is palatable.
It is so palpable.
I can feel the energy.
Can't wait. I can feel my beer gut slowly retracting because of all the healthy beers we're about to consume. Right.
Okay.
This is a good working out right here.
Yeah. Somebody needs to do a thing over there.
Sorry. Yeah, the things. Okay.
Oh, my
goodness. Well, thanks, Sparky. That was great as always. All right, good old boy Sean, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
All right. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Do we actually change up the belching sounds for this, or are we just going with the same
ones? We're going with these, but imagine all of these belches are from something without alcohol.
Yeah. All right. With that frame of mind, here's number one. That sucks. Give me anything but a fatty liver. Suds rating of 2. Was that a non-alcoholic belch?
I think so.
Rating of 3. Ah, what a relief. I can stop wearing my stretchy pants.
Wow.
Suds rating of 4. Hey, a body really should make that sound. And the pinnacle of Suds ratings, Suds 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another non-alcoholic beer.
will we be saying that during the show?
I'm curious.
Stay tuned.
Only time will tell. Yeah.
Stick around for the 10 o'clock show, folks.
Okay, so...
It's a little blue.
You know, because all that non-alcoholic beer just coursing through the veins.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's when things get wild.
So wild.
Your true self comes out.
Okay, well... Yeah, that's going to do it. No, I'm just kidding.
That's it for this episode.
Let's get into it. So the first one that we are going to talk about is Athletic Light. It is a light brew.
You are the perfect host. He is delightful.
Delightful. Yes, he is.
I got you, fam.
Okay. Light brew completely reimagined. It's classically simple, but expertly crafted with 25 calories, 5 carbs, and organic grains. They brewed it specifically for the sport of life and all the good times that come with it.
Are you guys getting anything on the nose here?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, isn't that amazing?
That is wild.
I can smell the...
I was expecting the light beer nose, which is atrocious.
Right, classic.
You know what I can smell? I can still smell the...
What are you getting, Kendall? Kendall?
What are you getting?
I'm getting a little hops, but for me, and Sean might experience this, you know when you open a bag of hops and you get that first whiff of hop aroma?
That's what I smell. Yes.
That's what I get, and I get that on a lot of athletic beers.
I think I still smell the Sharpie where it wrote on the cup.
Of course, you would know that smell quite well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I smell it. I sniff some markers.
Hey, he's got to get it somewhere.
That's why I had to grow this mustache.
I'm definitely getting a little bit of like piney hop aroma.
Yeah, I am too.
There's definitely something there, but it is not the light beer smell you would expect.
No.
You know, I wonder if that's the alcohol that kind of carries the aroma as you're...
See, I've often wondered about that. I think we know. I've got a theory that I could expound upon, but there's something weird I get when the hop aroma.
Definitely get it on the palate. I mean,
this kind of reminds me of that hop water that we did.
It does.
I miss that stuff.
There's a little malt flavor there.
Okay, well, we'll be back to discuss more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
I wonder what happens when this gets warm.
You know,
welcome back, everyone. Let's shudder to think that thought. Sorry. For those of you just tuning in, we are in dry January and we're doing an experiment of non-alcoholic beers. What we've done is take Athletic Brewing Company and got a few non-alcoholic beers from them. And we are starting off with the Athletic Light. Okay, so... safe to say it is a light colored looking beer, and it does look like a light beer. Aroma has got that hoppy,
a little bit of hops.
Definitely there's like a malt smell.
I think I said after we went to break, somebody soaked some crackers in some water.
It's like the memory of a dream that you woke up from a day ago that there was some malt in there.
Although I gotta say, I'm kind of digging it.
Are you?
I don't dislike it, but I mean, my thing is, if I was gonna do this, would I use this, or would I just get some of that Lagunitas hop water?
See, I drink a lot of Sierra Hop Splash.
Yeah.
I actually have a subscription. And they just bring it to my house.
I think that is better than this. Yeah. And I don't know, man. I mean, like if you like hops.
I would say I like this a little more than hop waters. Because it does have a light beer flavor.
It's a very light backbone of the the memory of a memory of some malt.
And I guess if you're into light beers, then this is as good as pretty much any light beer.
Other than
Lighthearted.
It definitely has more of like a hop profile than your standard light beer, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, without that, I don't know what this would
I mean,
be.
It's no right. Bud Light, but I mean, you know.
I mean, it's very water forward, for sure.
I like that. It's very water forward.
Yeah. It's making me like think, okay, why would I be drinking something like this? And I'm like, you know, I'm not a dry January person. I'm not a dry anything person from the looks of me. And I'm just like, if I am going with that in that vein, do I just, if I'm around somebody that doesn't drink alcohol, do I go for a hop splash or a hop water, or do I go in this direction? Yeah.
I've never bought this one, but now that I've tasted it, I probably will, because I generally have bought most of the athletic flavors just to try them out.
Sure. Yeah.
And
sure.
I enjoy them. You know, I don't want to drink 2 or 3 beers every night, or I shouldn't drink 2 or 3 beers every night.
So
I'll often switch off to a non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's fair. So we're going to rate the Athletic Light a 3.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'll tell you though, I just had this Ritz cracker after that, and that is like worth 5 million greeniness.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, let's go to number 2. And number 2 is the Upside Dawn. Classic craft, golden ale style. Refreshing, clean, balanced, light-bodied. Aromas subtle with floral and earthy notes. Brewed with Vienna malt, along with a combo of English and traditional hops. And it's crafted to remove gluten.
But they can't guarantee that there's no gluten, so there may be gluten. Gluten reduced.
But they're, gluten reduced. Ooh, that's a phrase.
So the first thing I get from this is when I pull samples early in a fermentation, it just smells like unfermented beer.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
I like this. I get some floral. I definitely get the floral hop notes.
For sure.
It's like night and day between this and the last one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
A lot more body, but I still get a very similar hop sensation even off of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever made a hop tea? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, to dry hop or do something with, like, this is that to me.
Yeah, this definitely, this smells like a...
Julie's loving it.
Holy mother.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I mean, this tastes like a pale ale right at the start of fermentation or about halfway through. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how this is a golden style.
Right. It's definitely hobby for a golden.
I would say that's like their go-to is like,
this is
we're not going to get flavor. Just so let's throw in some hops. And it's a golden.
Yes.
What?
Just hop it till it taps out. Yeah.
But this is doing what I get out of a lot of Athletic's lighter colored beers. And there's that hop, almost a bitter sensation I get that's very different than what you get with
the traditional
alcohol beers. And I've got a theory, and it may just be completely made up, but I feel like alcohol is doing something to act as a solvent.
Like a buffer
to buffer out that hop harshness. Now, I can't prove that. I don't even know if it's right, but it feels like that's the difference I get from NA to regular beer, is I think that alcohol is doing a little something to the hops that the hops, you know, we're so used to and don't even realize it.
Yeah, I think it carries flavors in different ways than just water.
Changes the structure.
Yeah.
We need a whiteboard and some markers right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure this out.
We're going to sniff the markers, and then we're going to look at the whiteboard for a while.
And then we're going to start writing what we think is a formula.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get some beakers and stuff.
It's going to make a lot of squeaky noises.
Okay, so for somebody that likes a West Coast style beer, would they like this non-alcoholic version?
This is rough.
I'm just asking.
I don't know, like, I don't know. This is not necessarily what I affiliate with, like, West Coast, like, like if I saw Golden, I would not affiliate that with West Coast. I mean, it's definitely got a lot of hops, but
it's not the right kind of hops, right? It's like it's more like forest. It's not like piney,
yeah, or resinous, or
like dank. You know,
yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Kendall? Master palate?
Well, I'm wondering if they're going, you know, we hear Golden, maybe thinking like a blonde or something, but yeah, there are styles in England and Australia called Golden Ales.
Okay.
That yeah, can be a little more hop forward than what we would consider for a blonde. So maybe they're going for something like that.
Well, they said they use British malts.
So. Yeah. Maybe they're going like after a British Golden, which is a summertime beer, very much ale in the lines of a Pilsner, you know, a crushable yeah, beer for summertime.
I did see like they do like a ton of different styles. Like they have some sours and different things, which I did not get a sour.
Do you have a barrel aged?
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic style. Yeah.
It's an,
that's coming.
An alcohol, and it's aged in an alcohol-free bourbon
yeah, barrel. So, and most yeah, of the styles we have here today from Athletic are the ones you can buy in a store, right? I know yeah, that they've got a pilot series that you can buy online because I've got a friend yeah, with a pregnant wife and he was buying her all kinds of really crazy stuff they were doing. So
did she yeah, like it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it was if you want, but because they are NA, they can ship anywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
they do let you order from their website.
That's what I did. I ordered these okay, from the website.
Oh, that's yeah, interesting. Cool.
Yeah. And it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll give them props for that.
Okay. Well, what are we going to rate the upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in two country.
I just don't think it's balanced.
I thought you said upside dong, not dong.
Wow. I just
didn't. Wasn't he hanging in the tree upside? Oh, wow.
Banned once again.
You know what? It's been great.
With the squirrels and the, yeah.
It's a good run.
10 great years.
Yeah.
So do we review their pale offering at a previous episode?
We have never done Athletic Brewing Company before.
Okay. I was just curious because I have had the pale, and I presume you've had the pale. I feel mm-hmm, like that one has been pretty good. I know that's not on our list today, but that yeah, is...
The pale is a solid one generally.
Because yeah, I got tasted on the product line a few months ago, and I remember the pale was the one that I was like, okay, this tastes like I would expect it to taste like. And other people I've talked with, that especially if had to go sober and still one of those beer flavors, said that's the closest yeah, they've come to finding.
Interesting.
The Golden's yeah, one of the few. I bought one time. I got a six-pack, and I haven't bought again. It's probably, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot better flavors. Well,
you're not gonna hit it out of the park with every one of them. So
true. Okay, is it story?
What did we rate this one?
We rated it a 2.
Okay, did I hit the button before? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
You yeah, just did now though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, okay, we're good.
It counts.
All
right, good. It's yeah, in the record book.
You sure there's no alcohol?
As long as the buttons get pressed.
Yeah.
Okay, we ready for story time? I yeah, think we're ready for story time.
Some more of that Bach.
And boy, do we have a story for you. Newsflash, Wisconsin Historic Canal filled with butter after dairy plant catches fire. The butter runoff initially prevented fire crews from entering the building. Bradford Betts is the byline from Fox News. A historic Wisconsin canal was filled with butter Monday evening after a fire broke out at a historic dairy plant. Firefighters in Portage, Wisconsin were called to the Associated Milk Producers, Inc., AMP for short, plant after 9 p.m. Monday for a fire alarm. Little did they know. Butter runoff initially prevented fire crews from entering the building, according to the Portage Fire Department. All I can say is, what a buttery mess to come rolling up in on. Fire crews attempted to gain access to the building, but heavy smoke and primarily butter runoff prevented them from entering, according to the Portage Fire Department. Fire Chief Troy Haas told WMTV that firefighters were up to their knees in butter. I mean, I think being up to my knees in gravy would be not a bad experience, but butter is a...
Was the soundtrack of this entire incident Yakety Sax? Because I just feel like that's just right, that's how this whole thing had to have gone down. Like in stop motion, kind of.
According to the Portage Fire Department, the fire melted butter in a storage room. The fire department later determined that the blaze had started in a room where butter was being stored. As it heated, the butter began to flow throughout the structure.
Mm-hmm. Butter will do
Let
that.
Let the butter flow.
Crews extinguished the fire before it could spread past the firewalls and throughout the building. A hazmat team was called in to contain the runoff into the storm sewers and the canal using a boom and other absorbents. No injuries, surprisingly, were reported. The fire remains under investigation.
Somebody bring us a crap load of crab legs in here. We got to soak some of this butter up.
Go, go, go. And by the way, just the whole idea of sewer butter is just something I never thought. Like, well, that's something that happened.
Well, I mean, it's there for the alligators in the sewer, right?
Someone will turn that into artisan butter.
Yeah.
And could you get any more Wisconsin than this? Yeah.
The great butter disaster of
the great butter fire of 2022.
Was it like Boston where like there was the huge like molasses thing that exploded and like ran through the streets? Yeah. This is kind of like the Wisconsin version of that. Hopefully nobody died.
You know, and it's why the distilleries maintain their own fire departments is so they have people right there on the scene if a fire breaks out so they don't have to wait for the fire department to show
up. They're all drunk all the time.
So. I mean, you're going to get diminishing returns.
Well, and who was it? It's probably about 15 years ago now. Had a big fire up in the Bardstown bourbon country. And
it was
a massive fire. And that's, you know, I think I'd rather go up against butter than, you know, 160 proof alcohol.
Yeah, they lost a whole rick house. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, the whiskey's going to burn you, but scalded by hot butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Boiled in butter.
That don't come off easily.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least you're buttered up, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh.
You know, if there's any cannibals, you know, hanging out at the scene here.
You ever seen where people, there's a thing where, I guess it's a TikTok thing or something, where people will cook a whole steak in butter?
I mean, you can do that. That's Ruth's Chris is kind of.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah, okay. That was their whole thing, was super high heat with butter.
I usually add a little bit of butter when I'm cooking just to get an extra fat. But I mean, like, it was like coated.
I don't need to get extra fat. I feel like I'm already on my way there.
But
like,
now that you're drinking in a beer.
I can do it. You can do it. This is my time to shine.
Honey, go get us a stick of butter. We're going to, you know what?
Let's go. Let's do it. Baking up that butter.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like butter.
Okay.
No parquet, not no margarine.
That's right.
Strictly butter.
Yeah. Actually, so, you know, my wife grew up in Wisconsin. They, like, literally, when she was growing up, they banned margarine in the state of Wisconsin. No, seriously. People would smuggle it into Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Smokey and the Bandit margarine.
A margarine bootlegger. Exactly. Yeah.
We need some Coors Banquet and also all the parquet you can get.
Some kind of Model T Ford, like just hauling bootleg margarine.
It's not a bad law, though. I could get behind that.
Yeah.
It's awful, you know, awful. Margarine, that is.
I don't know if you knew this, but after my freshman year of college, I did work in a butter plant.
Really?
You know, in Ohio. It was a pretty nasty job.
Ooh. But
it was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You're not going to have any shed spread country crock containers to put your leftovers in Wisconsin.
No.
That's one downer, I guess.
Is it a downer? I don't know.
Kendall still has nightmares sometimes. He has some PBST.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I saw his left eye kind of twitching involuntarily.
I'm a butter fan, but yeah, I never want to clean a tanker truck again.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Fair.
You have to go in those things.
Oh. You got to get all up on.
Yeah.
Hey, new guy.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Exactly. The new guy's cleaned a tanker truck, and there's nothing like slipping and falling in a couple inches of cream.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that was my last weekend, but that was a personal
I like how you slipped that in.
Yeah. Exactly how that went down, my friend.
No sound effects here. No.
We're our own sound effects.
Hey-o.
Oh, so lucky to know you guys. Mm. Okay.
Mm, so tasty.
Okay, let's get back to the beer. Or non-alcoholic beer.
I have never heard somebody say quotation fingers in their actual speech without actually doing it, but you just did it. You said beer. That was impressive.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's
impressive.
Go, let's go to Run Wild, their session IPA. It is the ultimate sessionable IPA for craft beer lovers, brewed with a blend of 5 Northwestern hops. It has an approachable bitterness to balance the specialty malt body. Always refreshing and only 65 calories.
I like the way this smells.
I like, yeah, I was going to say, much like it actually exists. So
yeah,
check.
This yeah, is, on the news. Yeah, this is more realistic to me.
But this is the only one of these I've had so far that, yeah, this is not bad.
It smells like a beer and tastes like a beer.
Yep, tastes like a beer. But I still get that little bit of harshness from the hops.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing to temper it down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's nothing between the hops and the water to kind of cut through that.
I am getting more of the malty backbone of this, too, than I think I have gotten on anything that we've had of this.
I feel like it needs maybe not even alcohol, but just a little more malty sweetness to balance out that bitterness.
Have you tried a Ritz cracker, my friend?
Just soak a cracker in
it. Let it sit in there for
just
a little
throw it in there. Crunch it up. Mm.
A couple of croutons would make this beer.
Okay, I'm just going to be real here. This is the first one of these I've had that I would not have done a spit take on if you had handed it to me without telling me what it was. All right.
I think they do a pretty good job with this one.
I mean, if I walked into a brewery and tasted something like this, I'd be very disappointed. But considering that the goal is no alcohol, this has definitely been much more approachable than the previous two.
Would make Dry January easier.
Yeah. Except for the part where you need to get drunk.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, there's that.
That's not going to happen.
I feel like I'd fill up on this.
Interesting.
You know, like,
well, hell, it's only 65 calories. So.
I know, but it still feels like it's just going to.
Go for it, man.
You can shotgun this.
It's kind of bulky.
Do people shotgun NA beers?
I guess you could, right? Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to judge you while you're doing it.
I mean, maybe this should be a requirement for all college freshmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is to practice with this.
Yeah. This is your training wheels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's
until you're old enough to actually drink alcohol in your junior or senior year.
But we need another word for it other than shotgunning. Something a little more tame.
Nerf gunning?
I nerfed that
rapidly ingest.
Or just crush it. I don't know. Well, this is, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just that hop bitterness at the end is just a little.
It lingers.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Well, we'll be back to rate this in just a minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. For those of you just tuning in, we are doing a Dry January experiment.
We're all cranky.
And we're doing a takeover of Athletic Brewing Company from Stratford, Connecticut. The non-alcoholic beer that we were talking about right before the break was Run Wild, their session IPA.
I was running wild.
I think it's important to note that these ratings are in the context of non-alcoholic beers and perhaps not the panoply of all Sip Suds and Suds ratings.
That's fair. That's
sometimes
totally
a five
fair.
Is not a five.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have to tell my son that sometimes.
Yeah. Not all fives are created equal.
That's true.
And not all threes are created equal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that in mind, I think it's safe to say that. Okay, this session IPA, we are going to rate a
four.
Four.
Run wild. We're going to run wild.
We're going
High three, low four.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's a 3.62.
Sure.
Stuck the landing.
But again, I mean, I feel it's the most approachable so far.
Yes.
And it's a beer. Yeah. And it's a beer-ish thing. Yes. Minus the niceness of the beer.
Minus the not beer parts.
Okay. So let's get into the next one. And that is going to be Round of Cheers, a Brut IPA.
I'm getting toothpaste on the nose.
Okay, stop.
That might have been
from the Sharpie. No, I'm just kidding. So this is Round of Cheers, a Brut IPA with a celebration of flavors that make it an ideal brew for, well, celebrating.
Yeah, I like this one.
With fruity and woody aromas and a dry, crisp finish, it's full of flavor and ready to party. Pairing well it with friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of party? When you say ready to party.
A good, clean, fun party?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Like a, more like a social.
You know, like a kind of a Mennonite social party. Thou art ready to throweth downeth.
Ain't no party like an Amish party, because an Amish party
raises barns.
See? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Let's step in there, Sean. Let's step in and clean that
just
up.
Just ease right in there, didn't it? Just, yeah. Yep.
It's like, where does the Amish party go? Oh, they're raising barns. That's their idea of a party.
I ran into an Amish couple at Kroger. You're saying the dude was like trying to tote this big thing of water. And I was like, why don't you just have a cart? And I was like, I wonder if they don't believe in carts.
No, those buggies are not there. It's proven like types of buggies.
And I was like, that was weird. But he was like struggling with it. I was like, dude.
Like, builds character.
Yeah.
It's true.
Wow.
It's like it didn't have to be tragedy always.
I'm surprised they were in Kroger.
Maybe it does. Yeah. Huh?
Was there
a buggy out front?
You know what? I didn't follow him out, but.
I used to cover Southern Kentucky, and there was a big Amish population up there. And I remember I was coming home from an inventory very late at like 1 a.m. And I saw one. I saw a buggy going through the Taco Bell drive-thru. So I don't know if
you're
totally. I think he was on a Rumspringer or something like that. But I had questions. I wanted to know like what was going on there.
Wow. Nice. No doubt. Okay. So for the uneducated,
like
Sean,
me?
Why don't you? No.
Wait, are you
Sean,
saying that Sean is uneducated?
No. Sean has made a brewed IPA before that we have enjoyed.
Learn me, Juliana.
Coach him up.
Sean has made the brewed IPA before that we have all enjoyed at this table. So, for the uneducated, what defines a brewed IPA as a brewed IPA?
So the big thing with the brewed IPA is generally brewed with no character malts, like a Pilsner malt, maybe two row. But then during the fermentation, an enzyme is added to break down the remaining complex sugars. And then that breaks down those sugars to something that the yeast can then ferment. So this is really interesting to me. I'm not getting that maltiness that I've gotten on the other beers, and I'm really enjoying it for this reason. And that's one of the complaints about the brewed IPA is because there are no complex sugars left, there is no really kind of character. And it's definitely, you have to choose your hops carefully. And I think they've done a nice job choosing the hops on this one as well.
Yeah.
It's a very drinkable beer. Probably one of my favorites.
Nice dry for finish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Crisp.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm not getting that hop burn of a couple of the other ones.
Interesting.
No, you're right. And so that would be the other thing is on a brewed, it's going to be all late addition and dry hop is where, there's going to be no bittering additions because a little bit of bitterness is going to go way too far.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. It's nice. I could see this being like a really summer crushable,
very crushable
thing.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't want a lawnmower beer for the sake of it being an alcoholic lawnmower beer, this would be a good.
Do they list what the calories are on this one?
No.
I'm just curious because it's brewed and because there's
might be on the can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sparky has the can.
55.
55. Wow. 55 that's calories. More that's than I would have expected, but yeah.
Mm. 10. So very good. 10 carbs.
10 carbs. Okay.
Carbs.
Yeah.
I like carbs.
No fat.
But that's interesting. None. That feels like a lot of carbs for a beer, but it's giving it some body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's that little bit of sweet, probably comes across the sweetness I was talking about. We didn't get the others, which is weird in a brewed IPA, but those carbs are doing something to really counteract the hops.
Yeah. That's, wow. I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah. This is, I would pick this up if I found myself in a situation needing a beer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to rate the round of cheers brewed IPA from Athletic Brewing Company a 4.
Have this with some butter. You know, you got something.
You got some party.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
What do you, party. So, like, I guess, honestly, you would just pair these, if you're talking food, I mean, obviously healthy food, I guess, but, I mean, pretty much the same way you would pair an IPA, a regular IPA with something, I guess you'd just do the same here. I mean, spicy food, maybe some.
Yeah. I think most of these would go with spicy food, Mexican food.
Yeah.
Maybe not big enough to stand up to like Thai food, but you know, pizza, burgers, that just kind of traditional American craft.
You know, fare. Really good healthy food.
Yeah, good healthy food.
That's right. Maybe something fried.
Because you got healthy beer here, so.
Some plant-based protein.
I can't sleep.
This quinoa is delicious. Yeah, tofu. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Black bean burger.
Well, speaking of some Mexican food, let's go to the Cerveza Atletica. Refreshing Mexican-inspired light copper made with summertime refreshment in mind. I know. Using premium Vienna and Munich malts. Nice
call back to Fox and the Hound.
It's got a nice copper hue, and then it has Herzbrucker hops. This one pairs well with spicy salsa and fish tacos.
So this one's 60 calories and 14 carbs.
Yeah, this one definitely has more body than anything we've had so far. Yeah.
And you can actually taste grain.
Color.
It's got great color.
Yeah.
It really is a great copper. It's beautiful.
And it smells like a Mexican lager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is way more approachable than the first three that
this we is had. One of my favorites of the regulars they have. I've definitely bought 2 or 3 six packs of this. I've always enjoyed this one. And one of the things I found is their beer gets darker, it's generally better.
Really?
I don't know why. Huh. Maybe it is. You need that malt to probably give it something.
You get a little more character.
Since you don't have the alcohol there.
Yeah. Interesting. Because you're not just relying as heavily on hops to drive the flavor.
Yeah, the biscuity stuff just really carries in this for sure.
Although the Session IPA was really pleasant. I mean, considering
absolutely.
You know that a lot of Session IPAs we have a hard time with.
Yes.
I mean, in general. This one's very doable though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was going to a Mexican restaurant and if I wasn't drinking, this would be the way to go. Yeah. Yeah. Impressive. Yeah. All right. So what do you want to rate this one, guys? We are okay, the Cerveza Atletica, we are going to rate a 4.
Nice. Squirt a little lime in it.
Okay, last but certainly not least, as I'm got a little trepidation about this one for some reason, we are going to talk about the All Out Stout Inspired Brew. It's their bold and daring inspired spout. Brew. It's light but rich, smooth yet complex, and has a brazen flavor that never quits. It has hints of semi-sweet chocolate, roasted nuts, and dark coffee.
Smells roasty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely like, I think, a reddish color, like a deep ruby red, like a Guinness?
Like a Guinness, yeah.
Yeah.
The Guinness has that same ruby red character to it if you put a light through it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is one of my favorites that they make because it does have so much flavor. You get a little chocolate coffee. I get even a little, you know, dark fruit.
For sure. I get the roasted nuts, but it's like burnt nuts.
Oh, that's painful.
And you know, this guy... This one is 90 calories and 21 carbs. Yeah,
I bet you those guys that had to fight that butter fire probably had some burnt nuts.
They were butter roasted.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Oh.
Just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
No, but this definitely, I mean, like, I think it's funny, you know, as you start to remove nutrients and stuff like that, there goes the flavor.
Yeah.
But if you give me 100 calories and enough carbs, my friends, I will give you your flavor
we
back.
We can make
friends.
A party.
We can make this. Out of that. Can bring it on back.
Well, and I think too,
like we just tried, you mentioned Guinness. We just tried the Guinness NA recently, and this is way better than that, I think.
Interesting.
Really?
Well, hold on.
Well, yeah, it's not as watery.
Yep. The Guinness is really, Guinness NA is really thin. This has a little more flavor and body.
Yeah, it does.
So this is fascinating. Okay, so this has 21 grams of carbs. A Guinness has 10 grams of carbs. So
wow. Wait, a regular Guinness or the non-alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Regular Guinness is like super low carbs and actually low calories. Yeah. So I think it's like
pretty dry beer.
It's pretty close to, yeah, you're looking at 125 calories. So this is 30 less calories, but I'm just going to go for my alcohol on this one. I just like, but it's delicious. I mean, it is delicious.
Yeah. Well, Julie's the stout fan here. So I want to hear what you think.
Yeah. Julie, what do you think?
I'm oddly sort of impressed by this. Now,
you were going to say aroused.
Oh my God. Okay. So compared to the Guinness, this is so much more flavor and character, like the Guinness NA.
Shout out to Dave for getting this arranged right quick.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. So for those of you listening that are like, what the heck is going on here?
Which is most of the episode, right?
All of our lives.
Fair. Yeah. We happened to pull out of the refrigerator, and it's only because we happen to have one left, the Guinness non-alcoholic version. And we're now comparing.
I would say the Guinness NA tastes like Guinness.
It so tastes like Guinness. Yeah. They did a good job.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's flavor you're after, the Athletic is
the all out stout.
Yeah, much more
full of it.
Much more robust.
Very,
much more
very big.
It is. And I mean, I know this has got the little, you know, thing inside to make it nitro-y.
Which I think that helps it a lot with that creaminess. I think it adds a little
nitro
bit.
Nitro versus carb.
Yeah, sure, but it's still rather watery, and you can tell there is a difference. I mean, in this non-alcoholic versus the Guinness that we all know and love and have had for many, many years. That being said, this one, though, the Athletic, again, it impresses me because of that roasty flavor that you expect out of the stouts. The mouthfeel isn't quite there. I mean, clearly there's a crispness that I'm not expecting. Like, I would border this into more portery territory than true stout.
Yep.
But for somebody that wants
flavor.
Right. Yes. And is having, like, you know, goulash or some roasted meats and like wintery type of stuff that doesn't want, you know, a cerveza or the IPAs, this is really a great way to go.
I mean, I think you know you're going to give something up when you're going to an NA version of a beer.
True.
I mean,
generally,
you acknowledge
that.
But I think these are all, for the most part, these have all been well within the realm of, I can live with that. This is cool.
Yeah, this is, when I saw this one on the list, I was excited, especially it was the last beer in the flight, because I really enjoy this beer. I think it's one of the best ones I've had from them, because it does have a good character in it.
Yeah.
And like you say, they go out of their way not to call it a stout. And you're right, it's almost very porterish, too.
What do they call it?
It's just extra dark.
It's extra dark.
Okay.
Stout-inspired.
Yeah. Mm. Right. No. Okay. Which, I really appreciate the transparency of that, because a lot of people would just say, oh, yeah, it's a stout. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah. Old Duels is just a beer, you know? I mean, come on, man. It's just a beer. Just don't make you feel bad.
Do they? You know what? And now that's the thing is, in this, O'Doul's has always been the only one, right?
St. Pauli Girl would be another one that you'd find on the shelves.
But St. Pauli NA. Yeah.
But now I wonder how O'Doul's is Heineken, doing now that these Heineken, are, you know, in the conversation. It's kind of impressive.
O'Doul's tastes like old potatoes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, back then the technology wasn't such that you could even have, I mean, you know, people were embarrassed to have an O'Doul's.
And they
now
still
you might not
still
be embarrassed to have it. No, but you know what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Now this is like almost doable.
I mean, O'Doul's, Busch NA, like both are terrible decisions.
Me.
Okay, let's not even discuss. Okay, we are going to rate the all out a... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to rate it a 5. Heck. All right. Well, great stuff. That is going to wrap it up for today's Sud segment. I'm a little speechless. Yeah,
I'm definitely not drunk.
No,
no,
no, no, no, no.
We could do this all day long.
Right? Yeah, we could. Delicious. Yeah,
delicious.
Well, let's not push it.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
Curb
okay.
Your enthusiasm.
Well, yeah. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
I really enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Yeah. Please tell us about your blog.
So follow me and June at beermakes3.com, also on Instagram, especially this year as we try to hit every brewery in the state of Tennessee.
Woohoo!
Nice. And kind of share our journeys.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Good old boy Sean, thanks for being here.
Great to be back, as always, and good to be with Kendall and Sparky.
Yeah. Was that a dig at us? Good old boy Sparky.
I'm always with y'all. I'm with y'all all the time.
Oh, hi. Yes, thank you. It was lovely to be here and be dry.
Good old boy Dave and I are saying goodbye. Yeah, keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time. There you go.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.